We're back. You're listening to Money Talks. Again, I'm Troy Harmon here with Jarrett McKenzie and Jennifer Thomas. All right, Jarrett, we have a case study this week, kind of circling around required minimum distributions. It is that season.
Yeah.
It's the time that a lot of folks start thinking about how much they are required to take out of their IRAs, their 401ks, if they are of the ripe old age of 70 and a half or older.
That's right.
So what do we got for us?
Yeah, this is really a continuation of something we've been talking about for weeks now, because to Troy's point, you know, it is something that is sort of the season, because these required minimum distributions are in most cases required by year end, unless it is your first one, in which case you'd have until April of next year to take that one. But as far as the case study is concerned here today, we've got a married couple. One of which is already in their 70s, 73 to be exact, and the other is 69, and so not quite there at that 70 and a half age mark just yet. But basically, they have got enough coming in from their Social Security benefits, pensions, as well as dividend and interest, in order to cover the majority, if not all, of their spending, actually. And so ultimately what they've got is an excess that's coming from their RMDs, because they've got, you know, that terrible problem of having more income than what they spend annually.
That's a problem.
Yeah. So, anyways, believe it or not, though, it's pretty common, because we do have quite a few clients that between Social Security, pension, maybe rental income or other sources,
dividends and interest in their taxable portfolio, it covers all their expenses
easily,
and then leaves some left over.
That's right. Yeah. So it's not an uncommon issue. But one that, you know, our clients do deal with a lot. And so that's something we wanted to speak to today, in terms of what options do you have? What kind of things should you be thinking about with regard to that issue if you have it? And, you know, in this case, these folks do have a bit of an excess, as I mentioned. And so one of the things, you know, we talk to clients about a lot, and this doesn't apply to every case, but I know, especially lately, I've had a couple of these conversations, and frankly, people don't know if they have never done this before, but you actually don't have to take the distribution in cash. So, you know, while, yes, you are required to pull that money from the IRA or the 401.
And you have to pay taxes on it.
Right. As long as you've got that withholding amount set aside,
mm-hmm.
you know, it would make a lot of sense, if you'd like to stay invested, if you're happy and comfortable with the investments you have, to remain invested and just move the stock or whatever holding you might have.
Bond.
Exactly.
Or a mutual fund.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. In a 401k, it's going to more often be a mutual fund.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah. So whatever that holding might be, as long as you're going to make a withholding, you set the cash aside for that withholding, you can actually move the position instead of selling it, liquidating it, you know, moving the cash. So that would probably be the easiest thing if you know, you had that excess and were still going to be required to pull it from the account. So that's just one of the ways that we will typically recommend clients will do that. Now, did you have something, Jennifer?
Well, one of the things that, it notated in our case study was that they make generous donations to their church. And one thing that they could have done, if they were making those donations in cash throughout the year, they could have taken part of their required minimum distribution mm-hmm. and made that as the donation to the church.
Absolutely.
And it reduces down the amount of their RMD,
mm-hmm.
and they don't have to pay taxes on that.
And the church would also accept stocks, anything, especially
mm-hmm.
even if it's in your taxable account. If it's been held for over a year and it has appreciation, you can take the fair market value in a
mm-hmm.
Deduction
mm-hmm.
from the taxable side of things.
Right. Yeah, and that was very well timed, because that was sort of that next area of the charitable giving. That's something that I think, as we mentioned on the last show when we talked about this, that's something that used to not be a permanent provision that has become one.
Right. It was a provision that they looked at every year by year, and it was always like December 15th, they would come out and say that people could do it, you know.
Giving you plenty of time to act in a manner to save yourself some tax. Right?
Yeah.
Thankfully, they have now made it permanent.
They like to keep us on the edge of the chair all year, but now that's something we can plan a little bit better for. And so that's another way, as Jennifer had mentioned, that we're able to sort of, if you use that strategy, you can reduce that ultimate required minimum distribution, and therefore maybe you don't end up having the excess. So that's definitely another strategy that you can use if you are one of these folks who do have a little more income coming in than, you know, what you're spending, which again is not that far-fetched. Part of this case too was whether or not you can reinvest the RMDs into a Roth IRA. And actually, I did have a client ask me the other day if they could take the RMD from one account and put it back into an IRA. And so it's clearly an issue that maybe not everyone understands. And so to clarify that a little bit, number one, you know, part of the reason the distribution is required in the first place is because the government has allowed those assets to grow tax deferred for this long. And so that's the reason for the age 70 and a half rule, is that they're now making you pay that tax. And so while you could put dollars back into an IRA if you had earned income, you're still not going to want to do that because you've already paid the tax once you've pulled it out, and you wouldn't want to put taxable dollars back into the IRA only to then have to pull it out, at least part of it, the next year. So ultimately, the answer would be no, we would not advise taking an IRA distribution, a required one.
You can't put it into a Roth. You can't take your required minimum distribution and put it into a Roth. You could convert additional monies to the Roth, which
That's right.
would reduce your future required minimum distributions. But right. whatever additional monies that you convert to the Roth, you have to pay tax on that. Right. And, you know, once you're in your 70s, it's very unlikely that it's going to be of any benefit to you to convert to the Roth.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a benefit to your heirs because
sure.
Roth, you don't have to make any, the person that's currently has the Roth doesn't have to make required minimum distributions from that. So it allows
yeah.
it to grow much more. And they don't have to pay taxes on it when
exactly.
they inherit it and they pull the money out.
Yeah.
So,
Jennifer, to that point, one of the things that I think is very important, if you're going to start considering that the money that you have
mm-hmm.
is going to be passed on to the next generation,
mm-hmm.
instead of investing it for whatever needs you might have, that portion of your wealth should probably start looking like the investment of
right.
of the individual who's
mm-hmm.
going to receive it
mm-hmm.
after you're passing. So,
sure.
You know, things that instead of having a bunch of bonds and whatever, you want to make sure that it's for your younger, the next generation
right.
or
yeah.
generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
It would be a little more risky, you know, because they have a longer time horizon, things of that nature. It's something that while we're talking about this, you just as well.
Yeah.
Yes.
Know,
you know, and it, you know, we really don't look at your age as how you should invest, but whether
exactly.
or not you have a need for the money
right.
as to
right.
how you should invest.
Exactly.
And therefore, if we just assume that they're never going to need that money, then yes, you should invest it based on who's going to receive it in the future.
Right. So in that instance, then, instead of a bunch of large caps, it might
right.
be better
or a lot of dividend take. Paying things, you
right.
know, where it's going to provide income.
Sure.
You might do it in something that's more of a pure growth.
Right. Or maybe even small and mid-cap
right.
stocks.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and look, ultimately, in order to keep these RMDs low so that hopefully one of these days you don't begin to run into this problem, we always like to recommend, too, that as much as you want to diversify your investments, you also want to diversify the tax status of those investments, as we've talked about
right.
many times.
Right.
If you can do that throughout your life, you may not be burdened with such a large RMD, and that's maybe not a good word. I don't know there's a burden.
Yeah.
But
lots of money, a big burden.
Burden me.
Exactly.
I don't see people wringing their hands if
yeah.
they got too much money.
Exactly. But, you know, it'll at least help you plan a little bit better and not be so hand-tied, so to speak, once retirement gets here.
All right. Well, that seems like a pretty good spot for us to take a break. Y'all hang in there. We'll be right back. You're listening to Money Talks.
I'm gonna pop some tags. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm hunting, looking for a come up. This is getting awesome.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.